At the Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. The deadline for a partial government shutdown is less than 2 weeks away, with the House rejecting a Republican stopgap plan. CBS News congressional correspondent Scott McFarland from the Capitol.
No matter the results of this U.S. House vote, the Republican offer was never going to become law. The House Republicans were going to extend government funding, keep the lights on, keep the doors open through March 28th, but also attaching a provision making it unlawful for undocumented immigrants to vote. That stood no chance in the Senate because Democrats say it's already unlawful for them to vote. It doesn't actually happen, and it fuels baseless conspiracy theories.
The bill failed 202 to 220. House Speaker Mike Johnson now must decide if he'll keep pursuing the voting bill or just move forward with straight spending legislation. A manhunt is over that brought fear to a rural area in southeast Kentucky. Police say they found a body believed to be the man who opened fire on vehicles a week and a half ago. State Police Commissioner Philip Burnett Jr.
Troopers had been searching in the area all day and had noticed vultures in the area. They continued to try and locate the exact nature or the area that the vultures were circling in.
The Federal Reserve took a big step, cutting its benchmark interest rate by a half point. Business correspondent Jill Schlesinger breaks down what that means for you.
Interest rates still are high, and that means you'll get a high interest rate on a high-yield savings account or a certificate of deposit or a money market account. But those interest rates are coming down, and savers are on alert. They know that the party is about to come to a close.
Former President Donald Trump held his first rally since a second apparent assassination attempt on Sunday.
Former President Donald Trump was welcomed by a friendly crowd on Long Island, New York, Wednesday.
We are going to win New York.
The Empire State usually votes Democrat in the presidential race, but Republicans are trying to hold on to the U.S. House and are pushing to protect lawmakers in vulnerable districts.
Skylar Henry reporting. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Washington courting the Latino vote. There was celebration in Portland, Oregon. WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert.
I am honored to officially announce that we have awarded Portland the 15th WNBA franchise.
Portland once had a WNBA franchise, the Portland Fire, which folded in 2002. Shohei Ohtani notched his 49th steal and the Dodgers' 8-4 win over the Marlins in his quest to become the first in Major League Baseball with 50 homers and 50 steals in a season. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday is important for Wisconsin's hundreds of election clerks. It's the deadline to send absentee ballots to voters who have requested one. Plus, for municipalities that will be using ballot boxes, clerks can formally open them. Use of absentee ballots has surged since the start of the pandemic. You still have time to request one. After Thursday, once you request your absentee ballot, your clerk's office has 24 hours to mail it to you. Taylor Swift's endorsement of presidential candidate Kamala Harris may coincide with a 47.5% increase in Wisconsin voter registration. Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris right after the presidential debate last week Tuesday. Since then, Wisconsin voter registration has seen an increase of more than 1,300, according to Vote.org. There is no evidence that Taylor Swift directly influenced this number. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Lemons. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need him again.
I would say that he was pretty relatively calm throughout the course of the entire game. And, you know, when we did ask him to do certain things, he was able to go out there and execute. So that definitely gave us confidence, especially as the game wore on.
Willis threw his first career touchdown pass in the win over the Colts. The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and light winds in the overnight, mid-60s by daybreak. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Some of those could be severe. Highs in the middle 80s and storms continue Thursday night. It's 69 at our studios.
Dom Salvia.
Next time, my union buddy Earl Ingram Jr. will join me in studio. We'll talk about the lack of a Teamsters endorsement. Plus, can the GOP keep the government open? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So increasingly we're hearing people refer to Donald Trump and his followers as a cult leader and cult followers. And Dr. Stephen Hassan has a new update to his book, The Cult of Trump. A leading expert explains how the president uses mind control. It's with a foreword by George Conway. It's updated with new material. Dr. Hassan is a licensed mental health professional, a cult expert, the author of several books, including The Cult of Trump, founding director of Freedom of Mind Resource Center. And he actually was in the Moon cult and has been deprogrammed himself and now teaches at the Harvard Medical School and directs the Freedom of Mind Resource Center outside of Boston and helps deprogram other people. Dr. Hassan, welcome back to the program. So let's start with the premise, cult leader and cult. What are your definitions and how does Trump meet this criteria?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me back, Tom. So first of all, Eric Fromm created the definition of the stereotypical profile of cult leaders, modeling off of Adolf Hitler. He called it malignant narcissism. So in Chapter 3 of The Cult of Trump, I compare Trump with Jim Jones, my former cult leader, Sun Myung-moon, and Hubbard of Scientology. So those characteristics are classic. But then what I realized when I researched the book was that there are actual authoritarian cults that comprise a large majority of the cult of Trump. My former cult is in this group, a group called The Family, Opus Dei. But the biggest network is called New Apostolic Reformation megachurches. There's some 30 million Americans, 40 million Americans in these groups. And how they're different from legitimate Christian churches is that they have prophets, self-proclaimed prophets or apostles who claim to speak to God, and they cast out demons supposedly and do faith healings. And it's these people who say God told them Trump won the 2020 election, so don't believe the satanic media. So this is a religious cult phenomenon that is largely Trump's base. I added the afterword. George Conway kindly gave the foreword, and I have a tremendous amount of material on my Substack in the years since the book initially came out in 2019.
So the definition of a cult, I mean, the Trump cult is not all about, you know, he's a prophet who speaks on behalf of God. In fact, his followers call him, you know, the King Cyrus, the ungodly man who helped save the godly people.
My apologies for not answering directly your question. My definition of an authoritarian cult is a pyramid structure group that uses deceptive recruitment and controls people's behavior, information, thoughts, and emotions to make true believer identities. It's actually a dissociative disorder, speaking in mental health terms, that's dependent and obedient. So as my identity was hacked when I got recruited and radicalized in the Moonies, and my family helped to deprogram me after a near-fatal van crash, people who are in the cult of Trump can exit. They have doubts, but we need to change our messaging to one that is going to get through the programming and the phobia indoctrination and the thought stopping that the cult identity has. And that's why part of my messaging is we need to be reaching out to these folks, not putting them down, calling them names, but interacting respectfully, reminding them of who they were before they got radicalized, and asking questions in a curious, responsible way.
I get that. So what are the strategies, the techniques? There were several words you used there. I'm not recalling all of them. That Trump is using to get people into his cult, and what, which of those do we need to blow up, and how? How can you, you know, I don't know if racism is one of them, but that certainly is a huge aspect to the Trump follower phenomenon.
Yeah, so... So identity attacks and making an us versus them, good versus evil, simplistic framing is a standard of cult leaders, of we're the righteous, we're the chosen, everyone else is satanic and is a pedophile, etc. As I mentioned in the book in detail, actually, Trump uses hypnotic methodology. I was trained in something called NLP or neuro-linguistic programming. And Trump uses this manipulation to elicit emotions and to repeat over and over again lies, and the brain starts acting as if it's true if that's the only source of information a person is getting. Trump projects his own bad behavior onto his opponents, so he misdirects people's attention. But the critical thing is, if people would just unplug for a week or two and interact with family and friends and do activities they used to do before they got radicalized, a lot of their neurons will come back online. And the critical thing is, don't attack Trump directly, the doctrine, the policy directly, because that elicits the cult identity's defense systems. The best thing is to talk to about Chinese communist brainwashing techniques, and also about pimps and traffickers and how they groom and recruit and indoctrinate people. And then ask people questions. Tell me more. Tell me how you make sense of this. Tell me if you would reconsider an involvement and what criteria you might use to reconsider. And often a cult member will say, oh no, I'm happy, I will never reconsider. And then you can ask hypothetical questions. What if, you know, you determine you're a religious person and you pray and you determine that Jesus doesn't want Trump to be elected? Would you follow what God wants for you and your conscience, or would you continue to do what everyone in your circle is doing? And the thing is, don't try to persuade them. Ask them questions that make them self-reflect, because people will exit themselves if it's done properly.
One of the things that I've noticed is that, in addition to religious cults, you know, we have secular cults. I think the cult around Bob Kennedy and his rants about Anthony Fauci and mRNA vaccines and masks and things could arguably be called a secular cult. There's QAnon, which is kind of a merger of the two. And then Trump has this political cult. To what extent do we need to segment these and have different approaches, or do they all have far more commonalities and differences?
Well, you make a very important point, and that is that what's going to be effective is to customize for each person based on their background and their orientation. So if someone is brought in through anti-vax conspiracy stuff, and by the way, I did do a whole bite model analysis of QAnon as a mind control cult and a psyop. But the point is based on how the person got recruited in is going to dictate for me as an expert who's hired to advise family and friends on how to approach people. You want to create an approach that's going to work for that individual person. So I'm telling you, Chinese communist brainwashing, that's what helped me get out of the Moonies, was learning Robert J. Lifton's 8 criteria from 1961. Mm-hmm. And I believed I wasn't in a cult and I wasn't brainwashed, but we went through all 8 criteria and it fit the Moonies. And I was confused. And that led to me realizing the next day that Moon was a liar. And if he was a liar, that meant he couldn't be the Messiah and a man of God. And that meant he wasn't trustworthy. So once my critical thinking came back online and I could reason, you know, I believe in a God of truth, but he's a liar. The dominoes fell in my head. And I was like, what have I been believing for the last 2.5 years?
Yeah, makes perfect sense. And I think it's probably good guidance for a lot of people who are listening right now. Dr. Stephen,
have hope. People are going to leave. People are leaving MAGA.
There you go. Dr. Stephen Hassan, The Cult of Trump, the new update to the book. Check it out. Dr. Hassan, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thanks, Tom.
Always great talking with you. We'll be back at 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Actually, a geeky science in your calls on the other side of this break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's the place where despair is not an option. Right back with your calls in just a moment. Attention American homeowners, you already do so much to protect your home, but there's a hidden threat you might not even know about, title theft. Homeowners nationwide have over $32 trillion in equity, an all-time high. With everything going on in the state of the U.S. economy, home ownership is more challenging than ever. And title theft is one less thing you should have to worry about. That's why you need protection from the crime the FBI calls house stealing, where the equity in American homes is the target. If your title isn't being monitored, scammers can transfer it into their name, take out loans, and your equity could be wiped out without you ever knowing. Protect your equity with triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock. Title Lock is 24/7 monitoring, alerts, and restoration services. So sign up today. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Tom, that's T-H-O-M, and you get your first 30 days of triple lock protection for free and a complete title scan of your home's title so you can make sure that your home hasn't already been compromised. That's 30 days free and a title report for using the promo code Tom at HomeTitleLock.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Kamala Harris was so classy. What did you think of the debate? My friend and Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson.
As a woman of color, she ran a clinic on how to school a mediocre white man. And on the other end, you have Trump, who was angry and rattled and showed why he was unfit to be president.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment.
We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Our free Hartman Report podcast recaps the show every day. It's available wherever you find great podcasts.
It's all up to you.
In the heart of the chaos, in the midst of the fight, your words and your actions can turn wrong into right. Do you have that fire in the belly, the courage to stand, to speak your mind?
Welcome back. So this amazing new study, this is our geeky science for the day, this amazing new study that was just published in the Diabetes and Metabolic Syndrome Clinical Research and Reviews Journal. Let me set the stage here a little bit more. For the last couple of years, we've been hearing from advocates of so-called keto diets, high protein, high fat, low carbohydrate diets, that they would be good diets for people with diabetes because they have very little sugar and carbohydrates in them. And in fact, people who have pre-diabetic, pre-type 2 diabetes, you know, they're just starting to get some of the symptoms, leg cramps or whatever, or high A1Cs and stuff like that. They're migrating to these keto diets, these meat-heavy, fat-heavy diets. And so a group of Australian researchers did an exhaustive study. This was a study that ran for 14 years, involved 39,000 adults. And as I said, it was just published in this Diabetes and Metabolic Syndrome journal, peer-reviewed journal. And what they found was, and I'll simply quote, we found that people who adhered to a low-carbohydrate, high-fat, high-protein diet had a 20% higher risk of developing type 2 diabetes compared with those who ate a more balanced diet. Eating food high in saturated fats leads to weight gain, but we know they also lead to insulin resistance, which is one of the causes of type 2 diabetes independently of weight gain, explains distinguished professor Barbara De Korten in a news release. So, interesting. You know, we've also found, over the years that these high-fat, high-protein diets, can damage the kidneys, that they cause people to gain weight rather than lose weight, although it depends on how it's done and who's eating it and what all those other things, and that they accelerate aging. You want to slow down aging? Stop eating meat and dairy. It's real. Yeah, I mean, look it up. Anyhow, picking up your calls here, 23 minutes past the hour. James in Sitka, Alaska. I've been to Sitka, Alaska. It's a beautiful little town. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, well, thank you, Tom. Can you hear me there?
Just fine, yeah.
Okay, great. I'm a snowbird, and I spend a lot of time down in Arizona, too. But I'm signed up to volunteer for the Democratic Party there for the month of October.
In Sitka.
So
that's great. In Alaska.
So I'm taking your advice, of course. I mean, you're the one who's got me to be involved with politics in the first place was listening to you for many years, like I have. But and also, I'm a Free Speech TV subscriber. So
that's great.
Trying to do all the good things there.
So how did you sign up, James, to help out with the election? Who'd you call? What'd you do?
Well, I got a place down there. It's near Green Valley, and I was at this grocery store, and I saw. Well, there's the Republican Party, office here, and I said, "Oh crap!" And then I looked across the street, and there was the Democratic Party offices right there. And so I just went in there and signed up, and a bunch of really nice ladies, and I was just there, and I did it. So
you signed up in Arizona to volunteer in your other home in Alaska, is that right?
No, the other way around.
Oh, this was in a supermarket in Alaska.
I'm going back to Arizona to volunteer.
Oh, I see. So in Alaska, you signed up to volunteer in Arizona.
Well, not really, but yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I signed up 6 months ago, so.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, that's great. Congratulations, James. I love hearing these kind of stories, and that's absolutely marvelous. And thanks for calling and sharing it with you. Hopefully you've inspired a few other people, too.
Well, I'm hoping. Well, it's you and President Obama. You know, he keeps saying if you're still standing at the end, you didn't put enough time in, so.
I'm with you. James, thank you. Thank you very much. Roger in Wheaton, Illinois. Hey, Roger, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Just wanted to chime in on the migrant hiring. I worked in construction down in Florida between 2001 and 2011, and I was in the position to hire people. And so basically, everyone had to have the forms of ID that checked the boxes that were required by the federal government. But there was really no vetting past the person who was actually doing the hiring. You know, they would bring in documents and take a Xerox of it and you send it in the office, and that's basically it. So there was no way of verifying the authenticity or even if that person was the actual person that you were hiring.
So they're not, and, in Florida, they're not using the federal program, I forget what it's called, where you can verify somebody's Social Security number.
Well, yeah, this is 2001 to 2011, so that might have predated
that. It was probably
that.
Before that, yeah.
But at the time, yeah, there was no kind of vetting for that.
Well, thanks for the information, Roger. That's grim, but thank you. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Okay, the Fed just cut interest rates by half a point, and the stock market is up, as you might expect. That's a big cut, half a point. Stay tuned.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. The House rejected a Republican bill to avert a partial government shutdown in less than 2 weeks.
On this vote, the yeas are 202. The nays are 220. Two voting present. The bill is not passed.
Police say they found a body which they believe is the man suspected of shooting at vehicles on a Kentucky interstate a week and a half ago. Laurel County Sheriff John Root says he wishes he had been found alive.
Why? We could ask him what his intentions was. We could have put him through the courts. The prosecutors could have prosecuted him, and he'd have paid for what he'd done.
The WNBA announced a new franchise, its 15th, with a return to Portland, Oregon in 2026.
This is a celebration of women's sports and of the continued growth of our league.
Portland had a team for 3 years, the Fire, that folded in 2002. CBS News Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 24 people are hurt after an accident at an apple orchard. It happened in Chippewa Falls Wednesday during a school trip. The Chippewa County Sheriff says two tractor-pulled hay wagons crashed into each other. People have anywhere from minor to serious injuries, with at least three of them having life-threatening injuries. An air quality alert for some parts of the state. 13 southern Wisconsin counties have air deemed unhealthy for certain groups Wednesday night. That means people with asthma, heart issues, kids, and the elderly may have a tougher time breathing if they're outside for too long. If you live in the southern part of the state, you may have noticed that haze. We have had lots of these advisories last summer because of the wildfires in Canada. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wouldn't it be insulting to find out that your friends are swingers and that you've never been invited to one of their parties? Host of the Armchair Expert podcast, Dax Shepard, says those are the kind of texts he got when tabloids reported that he and his wife, Kristen Bell, were Hollywood swingers. Shepard told Drew Barrymore on her talk show that his friends were hurt that they were not invited to the parties. The joke is sort of on them, though, because now Shepard knows who all of his swinger friends are. Bong Joon-ho is directing Mickey 17, his first film since his Oscar-winning Parasite. Warner Brothers released a trailer of the film that stars Robert Pattinson, Toni Collette, and Mark Ruffalo. Pattinson plays a man whose boss imposes the task of dying for a living on him. Joon-ho's Parasite won 6 Oscars in 2020. Pattinson will also appear in The Batman Part 2, which is scheduled for an October 2026 release. Mickey 17 is currently in post-production and scheduled for a July 31, 2025 release. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy and light winds in the overnight, mid-60s by daybreak. On Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. Some of those could be severe. Highs in the middle 80s and storms continue Thursday night. It's 69 at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Donald Trump on his Truthy Social platform, he wrote this, quote, "It was 3-on-1, but they were mentally challenged people against one person of extraordinary genius." Here's to you, Orange Man. Losing by a whisker, then saying you won.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Journal Sentinel sports guru J.R. Radcliffe joins us at 11:33. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot at 11:50. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine is shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Superberine and get 15% off. Just go to superberine.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at Superberine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superberine.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get a free month supply and 15% off.
Love and hate collide in waves. We draw the lines, we build the walls. In every rise, there's a fall. But what if we could see the light? In every face, in every life. Is severing our deadliest law? A whisper from a primal law? Or can we rise above the fight? And hold each other in the night. Let's break the chains. Let's tear them down. Embrace the lost, the found.
Barbara, in picking up your calls here. Barbara in Sun City, Arizona. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
Hi, long time. It's been a heck of a last 2 years for me medically. Anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Suddenly you're old. But I've got a few little points. Number one, the Democrats have got to stop saying that Donald Trump doesn't have a plan. He does have a plan. It's called 2025. Stop saying he doesn't. You can read it.
Yeah.
That's a huge thing. And at the end of his, he got the last word. And the last word was, why don't you fix it? Why didn't you fix it? It's called the filibuster. We had all these different legislative programs that were filibustered.
Yep.
Some of them got through, and many didn't because of the filibuster.
Yeah, including one yesterday.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, they just keep doing it over and over again, and, you know, why aren't we fixing it? Because you won't let us, the filibuster. And do you have a program? Yes, it's the 20,
Project,
you know,
2025,
it's
2025,
yeah. Look it up. You know, there's lists, you know, if you Google it, there's people who put lists of things, you know. And if you want to ask people, do you want to lose your Social Security? Do you want to lose education? This is not new. I remember when Ron Paul and the governor of Texas were in a debate years ago before Trump, and they had the same program. Let's get rid of this. Let's get rid of that. And I remember because the governor of Texas couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're talking about Rick Perry. Yeah, which agencies he wanted to shut down.
Right.
Yeah.
And he couldn't remember which ones they were shutting down.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is, let's stop calling them fascists. Let's go after, stop going after Trump and go after 2025. It's not just him. He's he's the bait.
Yeah. No, we're doing that. David Pepper, actually, who's a regular on our program and has a great Substack newsletter, Pepperspectives, just launched today, I believe. I got an email from him this morning about it. A new podcast series where he's breaking down Project 2025. There are like four different Substack newsletters, maybe it's only three, that are dedicated to Project 2025. So we are getting the word out, Barbara, but you're absolutely right. This is really important.
We need to put it on our commercials.
I agree.
And I mean, he's a fascist, she's a fascist. You know, it's enough because they can just go after us, you know, using that word, the personality, you know, yeah. Oh, look what she's
done. Trump is trying to use the word now. He's using it to try to strip meaning out of it because he actually is a genuine fascist. Barbara, thank you for the call. Fred in Irvine, California. Hey, Fred, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I just wanted to comment on the caller that called in regarding
fining employers for hiring undocumented employees. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not up to the employer to be the border czar, number one. Number two, we're just
Well, wait a minute. It is up to the employer to know that the person that they're employing is actually in the United States legally. I'm an employer, and one of my employees is actually a Canadian citizen with a green card, and you know, I had to check that. I mean, that's part of your responsibility. You can be held legally responsible if you fail to.
Well, here's the thing: when we put out an ad to basically bring in people to do the grunt work in emergency services, we get a mix of people. We wouldn't have the company we have if we had to check everybody's status to find out whether or not they're here legally or they're not. Because we don't have enough people working. That's going to cause a problem.
It takes 5 minutes.
No, I know it takes 5 minutes.
The federal government has this program. You plug somebody's Social Security number into the database, and it comes back with all the details on them. And if the person that you're sitting across from, you know, if it says that it's a 70-year-old man and you're sitting across from a 34-year-old woman, you know you got a problem.
Well, I have a problem when I can't hire somebody. That's my problem. I just hire the people that come in. The first criteria that I look at is, are they a good person? Are they able to do the job that we're asking them to do to help?
And are they willing to do it for the pay that you're offering? I mean, the bottom line, Fred, in general, is if you don't have a long list of people who want to work for you, you're probably not paying enough.
Oh, no, I'm paying more than enough. It's just finding people is very difficult to do this type of work. So you're just going to basically put a lot of businesses out who want to basically survive, and they need employees to survive. And so that's what shows up at your doorstep, and you're forced to make a decision. Do I check his status, or do I get the work done?
Yeah.
That's what we're faced with.
I get it, Fred, and I get it that there are some industries, particularly construction, particularly emergency construction, where it's, you know, demand now and it's unpredictable. You know, a hurricane just came through a town.
Yeah, I mean, there's some employers that basically maybe go with undocumented so that they can pay them less. That's not us.
No, I get that. I get that. And you've got a crisis, and America does not have a large workforce of migrant Americans. I mean, you know, when Dennis Weaver, I wrote the foreword to Dennis Weaver's autobiography, The Whole World's a Stage. And in that story, and he told me this story, in fact, on the air on this program, about how, you know, he grew up in Oklahoma as a little kid. When he was around 6 or 7 years old, the Dust Bowl hit in the 1930s and just wiped out his town, wiped out his parents' farm. He and his sister and his mom got in the family station wagon and drove from Oklahoma all the way up to Oregon, where they picked strawberries. And they spent the next 2 years as seasonal farm workers. You know, because there were literally Okies, people from the Midwest who'd been wiped out by the Dust Bowl, who were traveling all over America looking for seasonal work. That's pretty much not the case any longer with actual Americans, but it is the case with large groups of people who are undocumented immigrants. The challenge is not to say, gee, we need to stop enforcing our laws. It's that we need to change our laws so that it doesn't take 6 years to make the transition from being somebody who's seeking asylum or somebody who just was granted admission to the United States to getting a work permit. I mean, the legislation that James Lankford, the Republican from Oklahoma, authored. He was the principal author of it in the Senate. That legislation that would have updated our immigration laws, that would have gotten 3,000 new Border Patrol agents on the southern border, that would have strengthened the southern border, that legislation also would have hired enough new immigration judges that we could go from that 6-year delay we have right now to a 3-month to 6-month delay. And from the time a person enters the country until the time they've been actually examined, vetted, determined that they're not a criminal, they genuinely have a claim to asylum, and they should be able to get a job in the United States. And you know who shot that down? Donald Trump. They were ready to pass it in the House of Representatives. That should be your complaint, not that, you know, people like me are saying, hey, we should only be hiring people who are here legally. What we, you know, you've got millions of people in this country.
I'm not blaming you. Yeah, I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying that back when it was convenient for Reagan to look the other way, when corporations needed people, they looked the other way and let all these immigrants come in without checking them. And now, when they're running for office, they're trying to basically have it the other way. And it just doesn't work that way. No, so we just need to grant them work permits. We need to have people that can actually provide the service. Otherwise, you know, we're not going to have a business.
I'm with you. And employers should be able to sponsor people as well. I mean, you know, we need to make some serious changes to our immigration laws.
And I'm doing that as well.
Yeah, and this Lankford bill was a big step forward, and Donald Trump blew it up because he wanted to have something to whine and complain about. It's just pathetic. It really is. Fred, thank you for illuminating all of us. I appreciate the call. It's almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a few seconds.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls. Stay with us. As the fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose from bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and she says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance Sleep Short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the code Tom for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that Just a Bit Outside the Movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You got to go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie. Yeah. Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
Man, you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
In the land of the free, something's gonna ride from the White House halls to the Ohio sky. Trump's got his quirks, J.D. Vance is strange. The Republicans' antics out of range. They're all weird, can't you see? From sea to shining sea, did God make them this way? Were they born to be so strange every day? Trump with his tweets in the middle of the night.
They're so weird. 10 minutes before the hour. Mike in Kirkwood, Missouri. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was reading up on his little town hall with Sarah Sanders, and apparently calls all a bunch of people dumb because they don't understand how he talks.
Yeah.
Can I read this to you real quick?
Say that again?
I'm going to read this to you real quick.
Sure. Yeah.
The fake news likes to say, oh, he was rambling. No, that's not rambling. That's genius. Trump said of his own comments. When you connect the dots, now, Sarah, if you couldn't connect the dots, you got a problem. Every dot was connected, and many stories were told in that little paragraph. That guy is out of it. My God.
Yeah. There is actually a hypnotic strategy that they teach in both classic medical hypnosis classes and in neurolinguistic programming classes. That you can use to increase the probability that an audience will remember your message. And it's called multi-layer embedding. And the way it works is you start telling a story. We are story machines. This is how we communicate culture. It's how we communicate identity, is with stories. So you start telling a story, and just before you get to the punchline, you interrupt your story, and you go off on a tangent, and you start telling a second story. And what happens is, when that happens, you know, when you start telling the story, this little opening happens in everybody's mind. This little door opens and goes, oh, boy, a story. I'm listening. Okay, then you go to the second story, and that door hasn't closed yet because you haven't finished the story. You go to the second story, and another door opens, and people are like, oh, boy. And then you interrupt that second story, and you go to a third story, and you start telling the third story. And now, at this point, the ability of people to critically examine the content of any of these stories pretty much vanishes because we can only maintain, you know, roughly three thoughts in our mind. You know, it's actually, you know, five plus or minus three, but, you know, you've got other things you're thinking about, like, am I standing up straight and, you know, who am I talking to and things like this. So bottom line, you can only handle basically three things at a time. And when you exceed that two to three things, critical thinking collapses. And then you deliver the punchline for the final story, the third story. You say, and therefore, and this is what happened. And then you go back and you close up the second story, and then you go back and you close up the first story. And it's an extraordinarily powerful technique for embedding information in people's minds without them even realizing it's been put in their brains. Now, Trump is sort of doing this. He's not doing it intentionally. He's not smart enough to do it intentionally. But when he talks about, I'm weaving things together, I mean, he's got people on his staff who know this stuff. This is no secret. And, in fact, it's in my book, Cracking the Code, about political communication. There's a chapter about it. He's got people on his staff who know about it, and they're telling him he's a genius. He's doing this thing that Milton Erickson used to do to put people into hypnotic trances so that they could have dental work done and stuff. I mean, it's really powerful stuff. And it's one of the ways that cult leaders work as well. And this is a very common tactic or strategy among cult leaders. So there's something to be said for the idea that Donald Trump actually is using hypnotic language and actually is an effective speaker, even if he doesn't understand why or how. Am I making sense, Mike?
You know, when I say to people like that, I think you've had enough to drink. Are you driving tonight?
Okay. Mike, thanks a lot for the call. It's good talking to you. Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's up?
Hey, buddy, you're my political Einstein. I really appreciate I've got a lot here, so I'm going to try to talk quick. The Real ID Act, they've been dragging their feet and dragging their feet. You have distilled in the last 20, 30 minutes from the phone calls, you've distilled what's going on, and particularly in the construction industry. These guys have a way of getting around the 1099 subcontractor law. They've got a way of getting around hiring illegal labor, I'm sorry, whichever way you want to phrase it.
Sure.
And I've dealt with it since the days of Ronald Reagan and H.W. Bush when they let 4.5 million folks in here with amnesty. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm tired of the games, and I'm tired of this garbage going on that they're trying to pull at the ballot box. If that Real ID Act was enforced now, then we wouldn't be arguing about who's legal to vote and who's not. That's at one point. On the second point, you're absolutely right. We either deal with our immigration problem in a comprehensive way, along with interior enforcement, which includes the employers, or we're not going to have any way to deal with any of it.
Yep.
That one employer, look, my heart goes out to you, my man, but the fact of the matter is the same way, if you can't pay a living wage, you don't deserve to be in business. And as far as I'm concerned, you either follow the law and do it legally or you don't. And if you do have a problem with it, then you're right. That's the problem with a lot of Americans. Y'all sit here and you want to complain about the government this, the government that, and you're the ones that are out there. There's a lot of them that are out there ripping us off, ripping off the Medicare, Medicaid system for billions of dollars and doing all these different things. And then they've got the nerve to complain about the government. So at the end of my little diatribe here, which is far too short because it's not really hitting all the points I want. Lastly, I love the music you're playing. I want to get all of it because I've missed protest music from the 60s and 70s that I used to listen to. And I want people to wake up and realize we've got one shot left, and this is it. And if you don't straighten this out now, you've doomed your children and this country.
Well, thank you. Well said, Ike. And by the way, if you like the music, there's a tab over at HartmanReport.com titled Daily Song that has most of the music that we play on the show on it. And you can download it and, you know, do whatever you want with it, actually.
Awesome.
It's all copyright free.
Awesome.
And spot on. I think the point you were making is that the fellow who called before, well, I'm out of time. I'm sorry. Ike, thank you so much. You said so well many of the things that I've been trying to say. Thank you. And thank you for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We got a big election coming up in roughly 50 days. A lot of work to do. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you, and I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
There's one reason why most probiotics fall short, and it all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called the King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.